All right, go to Matthew chapter 4. Just thinking about this, it's something we need to think about. Help me. I don't know if you get anything out of it or not, but I always get something out of what I preach. It helps me. So I just preach to myself and hope you all get a little something to go with it. I hope it helps you. Try to be kind of balanced. You know, that's the thing that matters. Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." And I've told you before, but I remember an old black preacher I heard years ago down there at Herbert Williamson's church. He's got up there to preach, and he said, "I've been preaching for 30-some years," he said. And he said, "This is what I've figured out." He said, "This is what the ministry's all about." He said, "Feed my sheep." This is not evangelistic meeting every time we come to church. If it's that way, there ain't nobody gonna, everybody's gonna be shallow. They're not gonna know anything. That's what I grew up in. That's the first biggest part of, the first half of my Christian life, at least, that's what I lived on. Just evangelism, knocking doors, winning souls. If you don't win souls, you're lost. And if you don't, you know, visit. Well, maybe we're too short on that. Maybe we're lacking on that. But it takes more than that. It takes more than that to be healthy spiritually and to grow. You can't grow. When I tell you crash and burns, what you'll do. We raised a whole 2 or 3 generations here and lost them fooling around, being stupid about that. Yes, amen. But that's what I'm preaching on this morning. Let's look here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Very simple. Jesus, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We're just going to read this verse and go with it. I've got a few more verses to read later. But Jesus here, he said, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Fishers of men. We're supposed to be fishing. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "That's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to make you fishermen. Fishers of men." Put that little "of" in there. They knew how to catch fish out of the ocean, but they didn't enter the sea. And about everybody does. Wide, I guess you know how to catch fish, don't you?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, everybody kind of prides himself on knowing how to catch fish. That's all this story, you know, fish story. You know what that is, don't you? Well, you know what a fish story is, don't you? It's a lie. It's something that's stretched way out of proportion, you know. That fish was that big, you know. I mean, see how it keeps getting bigger every time. I ought to take a little more interest in being fishers of men. Yes, sir. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good singing. Thank you for the songs we sang together. What a blessing the message that each one of them has. I pray you'd bless your word now. We read these few words you said to these disciples long ago. Still hold the meaning. And Lord, we've just overlooked a lot of it. Please help us this morning as we look at this. Pray you would open our understanding to the Word of God and to your will for our lives and what we ought to be doing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now Jesus summed up their life's mission in one little phrase here, saying he was going to make them fishers of men. Now, you think about that a minute. Now, ain't that the whole deal? That's the whole deal, really. That's the reason we're here. We're not here so we can just have a good time and enjoy all the blessings and then go to heaven. Ha ha, when we die, hallelujah. And not be sick and not be poor and not have a hard time or any troubles. That ain't why we're here. We're here to be fishers' men. He didn't say, "Come in, I'll take care of you. Come in, I'll bless you. Come with me and I'll provide all your needs." Now, the Lord does things like that for us, but that ain't what he said. "Come with me. I'll make you fishers of men." What were they doing when he told them that? Fishing. They were fishing. They were fishermen. Peter and James and John and Andrew, they were fishermen. That's what they did for a living. They knew their stuff, or else they'd have went broke a long time ago. They were fishermen. They knew how to take a boat and a net and or a line and a hook and go out and catch some fish. Later on, he told one of them, "Go get you a hook and throw it in the water. Catch this fish." So they knew how to fish. Fishers of men. It's worth considering that Jesus chose fishermen and not lumberjacks and bankers and merchants or anything else. These are the inner circle he's choosing here. Peter, James, and John. I think his brother Shepherd preached over there on Andrew, the average one. He brought Peter, his brother, to the Lord. Andrew did a lot of things, but he never shined bright. He was just the average Andrew. And he preached about that, how we need, you know, most people are just Andrews. They're just there and they do their part and they're faithful and they don't bail out and jump ship and all that, but they're not first like Peter and James and John. But those are the inner circle, the ones closest to the Lord, the ones that every time you see anything happening, they're the ones out in the front. They were fishermen. All of them were fishermen. Now, that's kind of significant, I think. I think that matters. And especially considering that Jesus said this, come with me. Come follow me. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Some of the other disciples had other professions, for sure. I mean, we know Matthew said at the receipt of custom, collected taxes, and stuff like that. But the inner circle were all fishermen. And because of that fact, Jesus' statement here, we ought to look a little more closely at what Jesus had in mind when he said he would make them fishers of men, I think we ought to look at it a little closer. I got thinking about this, and I've always just took that statement and just let it roll on by. Never give it much thought. But it's really important. It really tells us a lot about what Jesus had in mind for his disciples. And if you're a believer this morning and you've trusted him, if you're following Jesus, you're one of his disciples too. And he would say the same thing to you and to me. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Well, does a fisherman catch fish? Or does he just fish, 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 and never... You know, we used to say there's a difference between fishing and catching. You can sit out there all day and not catch no fish, can't you, Wyatt? That's a bummer, ain't it? That ain't the way. I lose interest real quick. I remember that one preacher I heard one time, of course, he weighed about 400 pounds, but he said, I'm in it for about 10, 15 minutes, ain't no biting. He said, just slide that cooler over there and give me the Debbie cakes. I'm done with this. And so, I wonder what kind of a fisher of men somebody like that would be. I got some things to say about that as we get along here. But anyway, we've always taken that statement too lightly, I think, and brushed it off just like it's just a cliche there that Jesus dropped in there, something that would sound cute. I'll make you fishers of men, boys. There's some profound truths to be gleaned from this little statement of the Lord. And so we're going to try to look at some of them. Now, let's just talk about fishing for a little bit here. If somebody's going to be a fisherman and they're going to catch fish, now that's the big deal right there. I mean, do you go at it to catch fish when you go fishing? Or you just want to sit there on the bank and just throw one lure after another, one worm after another, hang your line and break your line? You don't just sit there and let the mosquitoes bite on you and the ticks and the jiggers eat you up and go home with no fish? Is that fun? Is that rewarding? Is that your goal? No, when you go fishing, seems to me now, when I went fishing, I wanted to catch some fish. Yep. So, if you're going to go be a fisherman and you're going to catch fish, there's some things that you got to know and do. Now, remember, we're not talking about fishing this morning. The whole deal is we're talking about what Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. But he said that because they were fishing, and there's such a likeness here, such a parallel, so much instruction that we can get for how we are to interact with the world around us here as Christians, as God's people, as ambassadors for Christ. We are to win people to the Lord. We're to bring them to the Lord. And Jesus likened it to fishing. He said, this way you need to do it. So first thing, a fisherman, there's some things that he has to know, and there's some things he has to do. First thing, he's got to know where the fish are. You got to know where they're at. You got to understand how fish work and how they live and their habits and stuff, and you got to know where they're at. You got to know if there's any fish in there. I mean, people always come along and they see the lake down there at the house and they say, any fish in that lake? See? What are they looking for? They're wanting to know if there's any fish in that lake. Is it worth fishing in? Are there any fish in there? Has anybody ever asked you that, Coda, since you got the pond out there? You got any fish in that pond? I'll bet somebody said that to you. Oh, yeah. What are they trying to do? They're trying to find out where the fish are. Are there any fish out there, you reckon? Huh? Is there any fish to be caught out there? I mean, if you did fish, is it possible to catch any because there are any there? Yeah! Bunch of them. They're everywhere. They gather in certain places. You got to go where the fish are if you're going to catch fish. You can't set out in your yard where there ain't no water and cast your pole across. Now, people think you're nuts, and you are nuts if you're fishing that way. You ain't going to catch no fish. Ain't no fish there. Fish live in water. You got to go where they are, and you got to fish there if you're going to catch them. I think a lot of people are missing this these days. You know, a lot of people are hard-headed about everything. Now, I know social media and all that's a lot of danger in it and all this stuff, but there's still some people around that's hard-headed. They won't have nothing to do with it, and they ain't getting nothing. They ain't fishing because the people ain't there no more where they're fishing. You got to go where the people are if you're going to catch any. I mean, you've got to throw your line in the water where the fish are at, or you ain't going to catch them. You got to drag your net through the water where the fish are, or you ain't getting no fish. You can drag it around on a dry land, you're just going to tear up your net. You can throw your hook out there in the dry land. You know, all you're going to do is hang it in the grass and the trees and mess things up. It ain't going to help you a bit. You ain't going to accomplish nothing. You got to know where the fish are. You got to know how to allure the fish. You got to attract them some way if you're going to catch them. You can't just sit there and catch them that way. You got to know how to allure them. You got to be knowledgeable about the nature of the particular fish that you're trying to fish for. Now, sometimes you fish for catfish, and sometimes you fish for crappie, right? Sometimes you fish for bass. Yeah. Do they all bite the same thing? What? Do they? No, they don't. They sure don't. Do they all feed on top? No. Do they all feed on the bottom? Nope. You kind of got to know how they live and how they act and what they do and how they find their food and what they're attracted to before you can catch them. Or else you might just accidentally catch one once in a while. I don't know if it's Daniel or who, but I think somebody, I've known of them throwing the hook out there in the water and hooking them in the back. Did you catch a fish like that one time? I think so. That's an adventure. That's just a chance. But yeah, that's not going to happen. That ain't the way to fish. You want that fish to want what you got. You want that fish to be attracted to what you're wanting to give him if you're going to catch him. Now, you say, oh, that's pretty far out. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. Now, he didn't just use that word off the cuff, and it's meaningless. He meant that this is the way that we're going to operate as we try to win souls for him. It's like, it's way more like fishing than it is selling cars or insurance or vacuum cleaners. Amen. Yes, sir. You don't catch fish with a 5-point presentation. No, you don't. A lot of them think they do, but they don't. Amen. All right, well, didn't cost you nothing there. He's got to know what bait to use for the particular fish he's fishing for. They don't all like the same stuff. How many of you know what catfish bait smells like? Stink bait. Oh, you wouldn't think anything would want that. You wouldn't think anybody would want to eat something that ate stuff like that, but, you know, they do. If you're going to catch one of them catfish, that's the thing to catch him with. Something real nasty. But other fish won't bite that. Will a crappie bite stink bait? Nope. No. So you got to understand the fish that you're trying to catch. Y'all listening? You got to know something about people out there. You can't get so isolated in your own little bubble and get detached from the whole thing until you don't even understand where they're at, how they think, what they're hearing when you talk to them. I mean, you got to have some sense about you if you're going to catch fish and if you're going to win souls. You know, people just get, they do that. They get religious and they get out of touch. And they forget the pit where God got them out of. And they don't understand. They get this religious lingo and little phrases and things they say. And they forget that those people out there don't even understand what you're saying, what you're talking about. You may understand what you're saying, but what you're saying is not what they're hearing. You ain't going to catch them that way. Paul said, I became all things to all men. Remember that? I came to the Jew, I became as a Jew. And to the Greek, he became as a Greek. And he didn't mean that he just was a chameleon that fit in everywhere he went. That ain't what he meant at all. No, he meant that he did the very best he could to put himself in that other person's place and try to see what they were thinking and how they were thinking and what they understood so that he could win them. Fish, catch that fish. Win them. We're fishing. You ought to look at it that way. I mean, when you look at the world around you and when you go places and you're around people, you ought to think about it this way. I'm fishing. I'm fishing. We're going to talk about different ways of fishing here, but I mean, understand this. It's a lot more pleasant to me. It's a lot more attractive to me. It's a lot more interesting to me when I look at it this way, that I am fishing. I'm throwing a line out there. We're dragging a net across. I mean, we ought to be doing that. If we ain't, we ain't fishing. If we ain't, if we're not, we're not fishers of men. And Jesus said, follow me. Are you following him? You think you're following him? Well, he said, if you follow me and I will what? Make you what? Fishers of men. They knew how to catch fish. They've been catching fish. I noticed there this morning at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he went out there and there they were. When he called Peter and James and John and Andrew, they were fishing. And there was an incident where they had fished all night and hadn't caught a thing. He said, throw it out on the other side of the boat. And they did, and they caught so many fish, like to turn their boats over. They had to drag in to land with both boats plumb loaded. You read at the end of the thing, after Jesus was resurrected, same thing happened again. Remember, Peter said, I go fishing. And he went out there and he was naked. And they was fishing, couldn't catch anything. Jesus stood on the bank and said, put your net out on the right side of the boat. So they did, and they caught 153 fish. And John said, it's the Lord. No. John said, it's the Lord. And Peter, being naked, was ashamed and jumped in the water. That he remembered. That's how they recognized him. Because he told them where to fish and when to fish and how to fish. And he commanded them to fish. And when they fished, because he told them to, they caught a bunch. They caught more than they knew what to do with. You know, seemed to me like if we'd just do what the Lord said and if we'd be sensitive to the Spirit of God and if we'd be listening and have our pole ready. Do you, you know, I think, I know people that carry a fishing pole with them everywhere they go. They even got these little fold-up fishing poles that you can get in. And you've been looking at them, ain't you, Wyatt? You got one already?
Well, I don't have one yet,
Brother. He's planning on it. I told him here a while back. He missed a good opportunity to fish when they took that sign up there, and there's this big lake full of fish, and the man said, catch some fish out there. No fishing pole. Be prepared. Yes. Always have your hook and your line ready. Always have something to fish with. Don't miss the opportunity. You might have a great opportunity, but you don't have what you need to fish with. Yeah. Study to show thyself approved unto God. I mean, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you. You better have your fishing equipment with you at hand, ready to go. A fisherman He's got to know these things. Fisherman's got to be somebody who can wait with patience. Now, that's a problem for some of us. You know? When it comes to fishing for fish out of a pond or a creek, I don't have much patience. I'll just be honest with you this morning, I don't. It's just, I don't. If they ain't biting, I ain't fishing. But when it comes to fishing for men, we better do better than that. We better have some patience. And we better be willing to wait. And we better be willing to sit there all day if we have to. Now, Kim's dad, he likes to fish. And he will do that. I mean, it don't. All day ain't nothing to fish all day to him. Well, that's something you got to have if you're going to catch men. If you're going to be a fisher of men, you got to wait. You got to wait sometimes a long time with no bites at all. No encouragement at all. No hopefulness at all, because nothing to give you hope. You'd think it wasn't a fish nowhere. They don't bite. They don't even swim around your hook. They just ignore you, even though you just keep throwing it out there to them. But a fisherman's got to be patient, and he's got to be willing to wait. It's a rare thing when you just walk up and throw your line out there and a fish hits it. Now, that's the good kind of fishing. Everybody likes that, don't they? Everybody loves that, where you can just walk up there and just pull one fish after another, just fast you can pull them out of there. That's fun. But that ain't the normal way of fishing, is it? That don't happen very often, does it? Why? No, most of the time it's just wait. Then you reel it in because you think, well, I must have got the bait. No, it's still there. Throw it back out there. Do you ever have a worm on your hook and it just shrivels up and turns white and all of its insides wash out and everything? And no fish touches it. Patience. A fisherman is one who's got to venture out and run hazards. I don't like boats in water. I don't like it. You can fall out of that boat. That boat can sink. That boat can turn over. Something can jump in that boat with you that you don't want in there, like a snake. I mean, I've seen that happen. But if you're going to catch fish, there's some places where you're going to have to get in the boat and go out there where they're at, or you ain't going to catch them. And if you're going to catch big fish, it's very unlikely you're going to catch them off the bank. You're going to have to get in a boat and go out there and fish deep. Well, it's kind of dangerous to do that. It's risky. But if you're going to catch the big ones, you got to do that. If you're going after a certain kind of fish, you got to do that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me the other day, who is it? Brother Shepherd was telling us about Danny Reeves. You remember him? Missionary in Mexico. We've been to his house. His kids stayed at our house and everything. And he took me out in places, showed me places where you can start a church out here, brother. And but anyway, he was telling us about them the other day. They was in Mexico and they got, and the drug dealers was chasing them or something and shooting at them. And they shot his wife in the back of the head. And you know, she's about to have a nervous breakdown and everything, and they come out, and they had to stay out for a while, but they're back down there. And, you know, sometimes that's the way it is, fishing, dangerous. Yeah. Some fish live in dangerous territory. There's a lot of hazards to catching them. I remember one of our neighbors over here, Alan, he went on a boat, a fishing boat in the ocean, and he was tough as nails and everything, but I mean to tell you, when he spent 30 days on that boat and lost 30-some pounds and got off of it, he said he wasn't never going back out there with anything like that again. They was catching fish, but he said they had a line on the back of the boat that was a mile long, and it was a cable, and it had hooks ever so often on it, and they'd start letting it out, and he's baiting the hooks as they go out. He said they just let it all the way out and start cranking her back in, and he said there's sharks, you know, 300 and 400 pound sharks on them lines. He had to wrestle them off of them hooks and everything. He said, you just get cut up and bit and everything else. And he said, man, I ain't no way. Everything comes out of that ocean's got teeth and spikes and they're mean. And no. Now, you do all that and you get some good fish, but you get all that other stuff too. Now, you mean you're liable to get something bite your arm off or your leg off, or, I mean, it might cost you to get them good fish. But you ain't going to get them unless you're willing to take some risk. Boy, I'm telling you, the modern Christians are not willing to take too many risks. No, it's got to be comfortable and cozy and a little bit luxurious, or we ain't going to do it. We ain't going to risk nothing. No, something might go wrong. If you're going to be fishers of men, I'm just saying to you, it's just like fishing in the ocean. You're going to have to take some risk. Fishing, you know, they list the occupations, and I've known this for years because I'm number two, or have been. But the most dangerous occupation to be in is a fisherman. On the ocean, it's talking about. That's number one. More fishermen get killed on the job than any other profession. Number two, loggers. Yeah. But Jesus didn't pick loggers for his inner circle. He picked fishermen. Because there's some understanding that comes with that that was going to help these guys to be able to teach other people about how this thing's supposed to work and what we're supposed to do. A fisherman's one who's got to venture out and take and run hazards. Yep. The fisherman must be one who's learned both how to persevere and how to expect. In other words, not give up. He's got to be somebody don't give up. You got to keep on fishing, keep on fishing. Now, the guy that stays in there is going to be the one that catches the fish, not the one that quits and says, well, I'm tired of this. I'm going to do something else. This ain't working. There's got to be a better way than this. Got to have some patience. You got to have some endurance. And you got to have some hope and expectation. Kind of like faith. You know what I mean? There are different ways to catch fish. Now, listen to me, and we're going to hurry here. But the three most common ways to catch fish, they call it angling. Y'all know what that is? It's a hook and a line. That's what a hook is, an angle. That's the old-fashioned word for it. If you're going to fish with a fishing pole and a hook, that's angling. Now, that's the way most people fish. And there's something about that, but I'll talk about that in a minute. There's a few other ways, like dynamite, you know, electric shock. I've always wanted to try that. I don't know. I just always had this desire. Because I know them fish are in there, and you can't see them. And I've always heard you can take one of these old telephone, crank telephones, and drop them wires in there and give that a few cranks, and them fish will just belly up in the water. I've always thought, boy, that'd be neat. It don't kill them. It just makes them float up there so you can see them for a minute. But, you know, ain't never got to try it. Dynamite's another way. You can throw a stick of dynamite in there and them fish will come out of there. But that's a little bit radical and destructive, ain't it? What does that leave? I mean, what does that leave behind? Yes. You destroy the whole thing. Don't want to fish that way. I think it's illegal, too, I believe. Angling is the easiest and best way to catch a few fish at a time. Now, you don't catch a massive amount of fish fishing with a line and a hook. Now, you can use two or three of them, and you can catch more, probably. But you don't catch so much that it'll turn a fishing boat over. I remember seeing in the news a few years ago, these Japanese fishermen over there, they was out, they had a 10-ton fishing boat. And they got their net down and got it so full of fish, they was trying to crank that up there on their boat, and they turned that stinking boat over in the ocean, trying to get them fish in there. Instead of just turning a few loose and trying, no, these are our fish, we're going to get every one of them. No, and they turned their boat over in the ocean. That's a lot. Now, you ain't going to catch fish like that with a hook and a line. Y'all listening to me? Are you listening to me? Are you thinking? Or you think I'm just up here telling stories and being funny? Angling's the easiest and the best way to catch a few fish at a time. A net is the best way to catch a lot of fish if you're into commercial fishing, you know. I mean, if you're really into catching lots of fish at a time, more than you know what to do with, use a net. That's the way you do it. You get a boat, you go out in the deep water, and you drop a net down there, and you get a bunch of them fast and all at once. Yep. Then you can gig fish. We call it around here gigging, a spear. You know, that's the hardest way to catch a fish, in my opinion. How many of you have ever gigged fish? Well, there's a little bit of a trick to it, ain't there? I've tried it a few times, hitting a fish. You know what I do? I miss him. There he is, you know. And I ain't even hitting where he's at. He just swims away. You got to learn some things. You got to learn to aim in a different place and where it looks like he's at, or you ain't going to get him. Because the water refracts the light, and so it looks like he's here and he's really up there, or vice versa, one of the two. Do you ever stick a stick in the water and watch it? It looks like it's bent when it goes in the water. So that ain't the easiest way to fish. A net catches everything in its path. No discrimination. No difference between the good and the bad, or the desirable and undesirable. You get everything with a net. You get eels. You get snakes. You get stingrays. You get... I seen one time they had a big old seal in their net with all the fish. It gets everything. You drop a net and you just sweep a net through the water and you get everything. You don't know what you're going to get. You're not fishing for a particular fish that way. You have no discrimination about, I'm trying to get that. You just get everything when you do that. Mm-hmm. And so a spear and a hook catch only one at a time. So you have time and you have means to deal with each one as you catch it. It's a whole lot easier to get a fish off the hook, put him on a stringer and put him in the water and go back to fishing. And you draw a net in and it's got hundreds of fish in it. What do you do? I mean, that's too much to deal with, ain't it? Unless you're a commercial fisherman and you got a big vat that you just drop them in and then go back and drop it again. And you're getting the fish, ain't you? Well, if you're going to be fishing for men, we ought to consider these things and learn something from them. The only way to fish where the fish has a part in the matter is with a hook and a line and some bait. That's the only one. Think about it. That's the only one where the fish has any say in it at all. He can swim up there and look at what you got, and he can turn around and swim away if he wants to. I mean, it gives the fish a chance. The fish has to make a choice. The fish has to decide. The fish has to think about it. Now, I know a fish can't think too much, but he can think a little bit. Because he can look up there, and I've watched them fishing. Ain't you watched them where you can see down in the water, and they'll swim right up there and look at it. Turn around and swim off. And you think, well, you dumb fish, what's the matter with you? Bite that thing. Well, he didn't want to. So maybe he wasn't hungry. Maybe he didn't like what you had. Maybe you had it rigged wrong. You don't have to take your bait. That's the only way to fish where he's got a choice. And so the only way that a fish, you know, that's the only way to fish where the fish has a part in it. Now, the hook hurts him a little bit, and it leaves a wound, but it don't kill him unless he swallows the hook. What are we fishing with? Well, there's bait on the hook. Now, there's been some times where you can just throw a hook out there and a stupid fish will bite the hook. Yeah. It's aggravating when they swallow the hook. They're a goner. You can't save him once he's done that. Oh, well, I need to explain it a little better. I don't know how to do it and get on here, but anyway, let me hurry on here. I got some more important things to say here in a minute. A fish can't get away from a net. Do you ever have a fish get off of your hook? Mm-hmm. You think you got him, and you get him almost to the bank, and he gets off. You thought you had him. He bit the bait, you got the hook in him, and you almost got him out of the water, but not quite. He got off. And then he swam away. Not very pleasant, is it? Now, I've seen a lot of them do that. Seen a lot of people come to church and stay a little bit, and off they go. They got away. Didn't catch them. A fish can't get away from a net. A net is a trap, and the fish has no choice in the matter. things to think about. And that doesn't injure the fish, but leaves him just like he was when he was swimming around free in the river or the pond or the ocean. Don't leave a scratch on him. Except he's not free anymore. He's caught. He's not free to eat and breathe, so he'll suffocate and die unless he's released or put somewhere where he can breathe and find food. Did you ever look at fish in a net, like in a fishing boat, when they pull that net up and all them fish just cram packed together? I don't imagine that's too comfortable for a fish. You don't imagine he's getting too much oxygen in his system when he's like that. He's got to be put somewhere where he can live. A fish has a chance to avoid a spear, but if he doesn't manage to escape, he's going to be caught. Again, he's not lured by a spear, but he's frightened away by it. When you strike at him with that spear and he sees that spear, what does he do if you don't stick it in him? He gets away. It scares him and he runs away. Don't fish with a spear. Don't use the spear to fish for men. You'll drive them away instead of draw them in. All right, now, Jesus, here's what he taught us. Now, I've thought quite a bit about this, and I know you're not understanding everything. I'm not making the application because it's taking too long here, but I want you to understand this, and then I'll be done. Jesus taught us to fish with a hook and with a net. He did. Looky here in Matthew chapter 17, verse 27. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, what do you do when you catch a fish with a hook? You open his mouth, get that hook out, don't you? See, when you open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take, and give unto them for me and thee. He's talking about tribute for Caesar. See? Go out there and throw a hook in the water. Now, Jesus didn't tell him to throw a net because they were looking for a certain fish. I mean, ain't that kind of neat? Jesus knew there was a fish out there that had a piece of money in his mouth. Tell me he wasn't God. Jehovah's Witness, tell me he ain't God. He knew that fish was out there. He knew that he'd be the first one to bite that hook that he was going to throw out in the water. And it ain't magic tricks or nothing like that. He knows all things. All things. He knew that. Can you imagine? He was fishing for a particular fish that time. So Jesus said, use a hook. These guys were used to using nets, right? Right. But they knew how to use a hook too. Can you fish both ways? You still got that same Dakota that you're talking about over there in the shed? Dakota's got a net. I told him, man, that's the way to catch fish. Now, if you want to catch fish, just go down the creek. But I don't believe that's legal either. Some reason that's illegal. What about that? Using a net to just get them all. Yeah. All right. And Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. That's the way you say that word. I always say draw it, but it's draught. That's the way you pronounce it and everything. Do you know what that means? Draw. You know what a draught horse is? It's to draw. You draw something along. You draw it to you. That's what the net, he said, let it down for a draft. You're going to draw these fish in. That's fishing. All right, John 21, verse 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Couldn't even pull it up. There was so many fish in it. They were fishing for more than one particular fish. Jesus said, put your nets down there. You're going to get a bunch of them this time. We're not fishing for one fish. We're fishing for a bunch of fish. Now the word means draw. And the idea is to draw or pull in many fish, not just one at a time. All right, stay with me. As fishers of men, we ought to use both methods if we want to catch men. Now you, individually, and me, we're going to go out these doors here in a little bit. And then we're going to come back tonight, Lord willing. And then tomorrow, everybody will go to work. Everybody will go to town. Everybody's going to go back to your life out there on the sea where we all live. And where all the fish are. And you as an individual, the way to fish is with a hook and a line. Y'all listening to me? You're not out there trying to win them all. You can't win them all. Seth, Gary, nobody. Me, can't go out there and win a draft of fishes. I don't care what you say. It's the way it is. You ain't going to do that in your daily life. You may fool yourself and deceive yourself, trying to deceive and fool everybody else of what a great soul winner you are and what a great person you are. But you ain't going to win multitudes individually like that. It's one-on-one. It's one-on-one. And you'd be better off to fish for a certain fish than to try to just win everybody. Get your hook and your line and get out there and fish when you get out of here individually. Throw a line out there. Fish for certain fish. Understand the fish that are out there. Understand the different kinds of people. Understand and try to put yourself in their place and try to understand their burdens and their cares and their darkness that they're in. Remember where you came from. Try. Don't let it get too far away from you as far as aiding you and understanding where they're at. Don't you forget what things look like and sound like out there. And if you're going to catch them, you're going to have to know how to allure them. And so to do that, you're going to have to understand a little bit about them. As fishers of men, we ought to use both. We each can catch fish by ourselves, one at a time. Oh, I know. I'm telling you, most of the people that I have saw saved in the last 40 years of going to church and all have been caught by some angler out there angling, fishing, just throwing his line out there, one at a time, catching one fish at a time. Yes. Oh, yeah. Just interacting with people. Being good to their neighbor. Doing things that help people. Being kind to people. Reaching out. And showing compassion on them when they're in trouble. Who was it here in town lost a little baby? Do y'all know about that? I saw it in the obituaries. Mitchum. Is it some of your wife's family, Brother John, Jim, Mitchum, Robert Mitchum? They lost a baby. They had a little baby. Yeah, see there? 3-day-old baby. They buried him. And so, you know, this was what we was talking about a week or two ago. You know, why not throw a line out there with a sympathy card? Just a little note of kindness and saying, you know, sure sorry about the tragedy that's happened. We you're in our prayers. That's a line. That's fishing. It is. That's how you catch fish too. You don't fish, you don't throw a line out, you don't catch no fish. Now, it'll be a lot more efficient since it's one-on-one and personal. I mean, it just works a lot better. It's not this anonymous, no accountability, no thing, you know, just catch them all at once and you herd them all in at once and you got so many. We used to bring so many in on the bus that nobody knew everybody's name and we had a hard time even keeping up with everybody. And didn't do a great deal of good, let me tell you. The times that we that I really feel that what we did was profitable for the Lord and for people's lives is when we had 10 or 12 people on the bus, 10 or 12 kids, and we had time to get to know them and talk to them and get to love them, and they loved us. I remember times when we just had a few on a great big bus, but I remember when those little kids, I remember when we took them home for the last time, they were moving away, their mother was taking them away, and they just cried and hugged us and held on to us. But when we had the big crowds, it wasn't none of that. Very little of that, let me tell you. It's that one-on-one fishing that really catches the kind of fish you want to catch. For the most part. Now I got to say this. A church will use a net for the most part. That's just the way it is. Because one person alone can't deal with a net. A net requires more than one person. A dip net, but you can't catch fish with a dip net. Good night alive. You can't do that. I mean, that's just like spearing or something. I mean, that's just a chance. A net where we drag it across there and catch everything. Takes more than one person. It's going to draw in some undesirable fish as well as the desirable. Y'all need to get that. Oh, Lord of mercy, I wish I could get you to get this. Because people don't get this. People sitting in church pews and they stay shallow and they won't read their Bible and they won't grow and they won't listen to the preaching when it is being done. And all they can worry about is getting out of here. And they don't understand. Then when you do get people in the church, that when you draw the net in, you're going to get people into church that ain't for real. They're going to be troublemakers. They're going to be the kind that cause all kinds of problems. And everybody just can't discern the difference. The way the church has to fish is different than the way each one of us individually has to fish. We got to do things. It's what we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago here. There's things we got to do sometimes to get people to come to church. So that we can try to win them. But to do that, it's going to draw in some people that ain't here for the right reason. They just got in the net and in they come. We drew them in. We dragged them in, you see. It's going to draw in some undesirable fish as well as the ones we're looking for. We need to work together when we fish with a net. It takes more than one to do it. Y'all listening to me? As a church, it's going to take more than just a hook and a line, each one of us. If we're going to work as a church together, we've got to draw the net together. Yeah. What happens if you got a man on each end of the net and one of them says, I'm sick of you, I ain't putting up with that, and drops the net. I don't agree with you. If you ain't coming this way with the net, I'm dropping it. What's going to happen? Are you going to lose all the fish? You got to work together. You got to be in agreement. You got to be in unity. You got to pull on the net whether you think it's the right thing to do or not. You got to help. Or the net's going to, we're going to lose all of the fish. Ain't going to get nothing in. Ain't going to do no good as a church fishing. Because we won't cooperate. And somebody won't pull up their end and hold on when they're supposed to be holding on. And they turn loose. We need to work together. But we all need to be fishing with a line and a hook every day when we're out to sea in this world around us. And that's what we are. It's interesting to me how God created everything. Go back in Genesis in the beginning. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. The earth was water. Sea. The humanity is likened to sea in the Bible. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. There's a lot to this, see? A lot of truths here that help you. It ought to encourage you. It ought to make you clear up your understanding about what you ought to be doing trying to win people to the Lord. Try being an angler for men. Next time you're out fishing, Wyatt, remember this stuff. Think about it. While you're fishing for fish, think about fishing for men and women and boys and girls, people lost souls out there in this ocean need to be drawn in. We need to catch them now. There's a right way and a wrong way to go about it. People that don't know how to fish, you know, I'm gonna quit here, but I watch these deer hunters, and I'm no deer hunter, but I have to laugh when I watch how everybody goes about it. Now there's some guys, and they apply themselves to it. Man, they're out there by the end of the summer, boy. They're about scouting out everything, and they know where the deer are, and they're watching them with their cameras, and they're looking everywhere, and they're baiting them and fixing everything up. And come deer season, first day, early in the morning, they got their deer. Then there's these other guys. They say, I'm on deer hunt this year. Yes, sir, buddy. I'm going to be out there. Yeah, I've got me a gun. I bought me all this camo, and I've got this deer stand, and I've got all this urine I'm going to spray on me and everything. And they don't go nowhere. They don't look nowhere. I mean, they just get off work Friday afternoon, and they head for the woods Saturday morning and hope a deer runs by so they can shoot it. And they run, they'll hunt here a little bit, and they'll move over the yonder and hunt over there a little bit, and, well, ain't no deer here, ain't no deer there. That's the way fishermen do too, you know. I mean, some people just go out, water. Hope there's some fish in there. They don't know what they're fishing for. They're just hoping by some chance that a fish might be there, and it might bite their hook. And they don't catch fish. And those kind of hunters don't kill deer either. And I've known some of them. You know, ain't the way you do it, is it? Ain't the way you hunt, is it, Brother Mike? Seth? Ain't the way you hunt deer. Ain't the way you fish either. And it ain't the way you fish for men either. That's why we preach and preach. That's why we teach and teach. That's why we talk about it and try to instruct in righteousness and try to get you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the Lord and the things of God and of sin and righteousness and judgment and all this and how it affects people and how it affects you, and so you understand how to fish. You need to understand. Things help me. All this stuff I preach about the heart and the mind, man, it just continues to help me. I keep thinking about it, and I keep, every time I see people in a situation, and I go back to that, and I say, yep, that's just how it is. Helps me to understand. It helps me to be able to give them some good advice if they'll take it, if they'll listen. Fishing, that's what that is too. Are you catching any? Do you want to catch any? Wonder if we'll talk about this in heaven. If the Lord comes back today and it's all over and the saved go home, I wonder if we'll review this in heaven and Jesus will remind us what he told the disciples that day. And I wonder if that'll be part of the judgment of our works, how well we carried out this order. How well we did our duty in what Jesus said he was going to do with us. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Over in Mark, he said, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Yeah. Fishers of men. I want to catch some. I want to be fishing for men. Think of it that way. When you're out in a crowd of people, just think of that. Think of it. Have your line and your bait and everything ready, and throw a line out there once in a while. Fish. I've seen people, and I'm going to quit. But I've seen people that it's just like her dad. He's that way. Kim's dad is that way. He's always got a fishing pole. And I mean, if there's water and you get out of the truck, I mean, he's going to be fishing. He's going to throw a line out there because he likes to catch fish. He had so many freezer full of them, and they had to throw them all away because he had too many because he fished so much. I wish we'd have too much. Yeah. If you just be ready like that, just be ready. You know how to? Read your Bible. Think on the things of God. Study about these things and sin and rising. Be full of God. And you'll have a line and a hook with you. You'll have something to throw out there at every opportunity. And you will catch some fish. That's the way it works. And that's what we need to be doing. Amen. All right, let's stand. I'll quit. See, we don't look at it like that. I look at it like I'm fishing right now. I'm talking to a bunch of people here in church. And, you know, I think I mentioned that to David yesterday because, you know, a lot of people get the attitude, man, let's mow them down. Well, no, we're fishing. That's what we're doing. We're fishing for men. Yeah. Always remember that. You don't want to scare them off. You don't want to run them off. You can do that. You ever been fishing and somebody come a roaring up on a motorcycle or something? You ever have the kids come down? And there you was. She's about to catch him. And them fish can hear, can't they? Scares them off. Yeah. Amen. All right. Bow with me. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for these few little words you said to those disciples so long ago. That rings true today. Oh, Lord, I wish I could have done a better job explaining this. I wish I'd had more time to apply each thing, each point I made here. Pray you'd help them, Holy Spirit, to hear the words and understand the application. Lord, help us to be busy at your work, to be faithful in what you commanded us to do. Help us, Lord, not to misunderstand or to be blinded by all the nonsense we've heard through all the years from commercial fishermen who just want to do the big time stuff and make it look like they've accomplished so much. Help us, Lord, not to be blinded by that. Help us to be faithful fishers of men. And Lord, as we go from here today, I pray tomorrow and the next day, we'd all be conscious of this and that we'd all look at it this way. And then we'd have a line to throw out there to somebody that might be interested, might be drawn to it. Help us, Lord, to present the gospel in a way that they'd want it and they'd desire it and that they'd bite. Lord, help us. Go with us here now and bless the Lord's day and the service tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.